Friday scrimmage, I thought Sean Clifford was very good. And that's the way Sean Clifford has been during the spring. He's been very good. And Taquan Roberson was a little up and down on Friday night. Christian Veau wasn't, you know, I think the best he looked was probably the Saturday scrimmage Jack and I broadcast. But, I mean, Christian hadn't played in 2 years. You know, whatever he can do, I think, is a plus at this point. He's just going to get better as time goes. He certainly has a lot of potential. There's no getting around. He does have a lot of potential. But there's time with him. You know, the running backs, solid. Solid as a rock, the running backs. Boy, do I like... You know, Kevon Lee, I thought, had a really, really good spring. And John Lovett, I think, gives him jump to the running game. Parker Washington. I remember Parker still has not been on campus a year yet. I mean, he's been here 10 months. 10 months he's been here. So he goes through spring practice. Parker Washington was really good this spring. I was really impressed. All three tight ends are very good. Brenton Strange, Theo Johnson, Tyler Warren. They are in very good shape there. And getting Juice Scruggs back into the lineup in the offensive line, because he was not in the practice/scrimmage on Saturday the 17th. I was on Sirius after this show on Friday, and I was asked about the previous scrimmage, and I said, look, I said, I think Juice Scruggs is going to go tonight. I said, just getting him back in the lineup is going to give Sean Clifford that little added time he needs to make some good decisions. And it did. I thought it made a difference. Caden Wallace has been good. Rasheed Walker had a really good spring. Mike Miranda at center. And Juice. I mean, Juice did so many good things down the stretch last year, and he followed that up this year. Mustafa at times was unblockable. That's why I wasn't surprised to see his name there. But Akeem Beeman was good. Derek Tangelo. Now, Derek did not go on Friday, but he went on most of the time, and he was very good. He's a really good addition. I think Isaiah Izzard quietly had a good spring practice. Amin Vanover had a really good practice. And Vanover's on the outside now. He's playing defensive end. Arnold Ebiketie. Adisa Isaac. When Jack talked to Brent Pry, Adisa Isaac's name came up a lot. Nick Tarburton, just getting him back, such a big plus. Smith Vilbert. A guy like Smith Vilbert gets better and better. He just needs some level of consistency now. Amin Vanover gets better. Just now he's becoming more consistent as a player. It was interesting what James said about Jesse Luketa, because back in March, I was talking with Jack, and we were talking about Jesse Luketa, and I said, I wonder if they might consider some position possibilities with him. And it turned out in his conversation with the media after the practice on Friday night that James brought that up himself. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because Brandon Smith is in the spot he needs to be in, and he is having no trouble with the traffic pattern there. Ellis Brooks. I think Tyler Elsden, you watch him play side to side, sideline to sideline, good player. Curtis Jacobs, I really like him out there at that field spot. I like him a lot out there. Then Tariq Castro Fields he's just really good. I have been a big Tariq Castro Fields guy for a long time. And I've had to be, because, I mean, you know, Matt gets angry at everybody, and he kept referring to me, and I had to keep telling him, we're talking about Tariq Castro Fields, not Darius Slay. I mean, I guess I had to, you know, I feel like I've got to get you under control here. I'm concerned.
Though I'd love to see him in an Eagles uniform someday.
But Tariq has had a really good spring. But then you look at Tariq. Now, Joey Porter, of course, he's got to get himself back in there. But Tariq, Joey Porter, Johnny Dixon, Daquan Hardy, Kalen King, Keaton Ellis. Now, Keaton did some work at safety on Friday night. You know, it's not the first time he's been there, but he did some work on Friday night there. Because of the depth at corner, you can take Marquise Wilson and give him a look as an athlete on offense. Because of the depth at corner, you can get a look at Keaton Ellis as another safety if you need him. That's because of all the depth at corner. There's a lot of dominoes here. So you look at that, then there's safety, like Brisker. I don't think went on Friday night. Let's pretend they need to know what Brisker can do. They don't need to know what Brisker can do. They need to look at other guys. Brisker is one of the top safeties in the Big Ten. Period. Then Jair Brown did not go in either scrimmage the last 2 weeks, but Jair Brown had a really good spring. Really good spring. As indicated by the awards. So that's what they did with the awards, but it all makes sense. I mean, it made sense to me in looking at it. I was happy for Blake, by the way, Blake Zahler. Gives us some depth there. This guy came in as a preferred walk-on. So a little Shamokin area, Cole Township feel to the awards. How about that?